The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Every Saturday from 9 to 11, we are broadcasting today from the 211 Bar and Grill in Onaway, Michigan. Thanks so much for joining us. It is sturgeon season unplugged, and it's a gorgeous day in northern Michigan. We are north of the 45th parallel, and we're hanging around with the likes of somebody who fancies herself to be someone who is a purveyor of balsamics from both hemispheres. So we're throwing all kinds of logistical jargon around. But anyway, we're up north, day, and we got Shasta from Old World Olive Press with us.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. And we have Mad Dog from Mad Dog on Sports at 7:30.
Jacked up to be here.
Yes. And now it's the ticket. Is that what you said?
No.
The fan? When is it? I'm going to write it down because
it's the game, 7:30.
The game.
I know you had a bloody, but how many did you have before? Before you got here.
Well, you know, everybody has all these sports stations.
I know, it's the ticket, the fan, the belt, after, the blade, yeah, the goal. It's
7:30 the game.
Yep, 7:30.
What are the call letters for that
WV
station?
WV is in Victor DeMarco, VFN. 7:30 a.m., the game. And you can follow me on Twitter at Mad Dog DeMarco, and that's what it is.
Yeah, so anyway, we got a real broadcaster with us, and we, of course,
what are you? You're doing a great job. Both of you are doing an outstanding job.
You know, this is a hobby for me.
No, you're doing very, very sharp.
Thanks. And, of course, today we're being produced in studio by Brian Fonger. Thanks so much to Brian Fonger back there running the big board. Out here on location, we've got Orange Julius with us. We're in great hands back here, Brian, because Julius just does a wonderful job. And so we're being handled properly. We're missing Jop this morning. Jop's back on Tower Lake. Catching some fish. He's doing some husbandry duties. Couldn't make the trip up here with us, but we are staying at the Hometown Inn in Indian Rivers, and nice facility, nice folks out there, great facility.
Yeah, really nice people.
It's just been a great trip so far. We're broadcasting from the 211 Bar and Grill, and I got to tell you, Black Lake is impressive. I've never been here before until I met Rick Serrata from Cumulus in Lansing, your buddy, your boss.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about the Sturgeon Festival, and he hadn't heard of it, but I've heard of Black Lake. But I mean, never thought to come up here, never knew it was so big. This park, I'll be camping in this thing this summer.
This is like somewhere like in the 30s and 40s that John Dillinger used to come and hide out up here.
Exactly. I feel like, you know, I might just see somebody notorious walking through the door.
Well, you will. Serrano walk in here. Yeah, we are sort of armed and dangerous up here.
Okay, so right now on the live line, we've got my buddy T-Gid from Lafayette, Louisiana. How are you, T-Gid?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, baby?
Oh, man, just loving life down here in Louisiana, you know, getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, we're in a place right now that I know you would love, other than the temperature, but, I mean, you're a manly man. I know you could handle it, but you'd love this place up here. We got a sturgeon festival going on, and I don't know. I'm pretty sure that your water's a bit warm for sturgeon down there, but I'm sure you know what they are.
Only sturgeon I know is from Bikers Week or something down in Florida. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
No, that's Sturgis. South Dakota. That's close to Florida.
Well, I'm pretty sure you've had caviar before, so the sturgeon eggs are what they used to make caviar.
That.
Yeah.
That's some fish egg thing.
What's your take on the game, and what are you going to be grilling up?
I tell you what, you know, down here when the Saints got eliminated, everybody's been kind of depressed, you know, but then we've recuperated and kind of focused back on the last game of the year. And my personal take on it is I think it's going to be a great game. I think you got two excellent quarterbacks. You got two really strong defenses, and it's going to be very interesting to see who makes the least amount of mistakes. And I think that's what it's going to come down to, turnovers and mistakes. And the one who wins the turnover battle, I think, will end up winning the Super Bowl.
I'd say that's a pretty accurate assessment. Mad Dog, what do you say? I can't talk right now because the owner of the 211 just brought us some fresh smoked
cherry
bacon.
Wood
he
bacon.
Smokes
He smokes food here. That's and he's good. Brought us up some strips of bacon he just smoked it.
Well, I mean, I think leave him alone. I think the you know the redemption factor, if T would go with me on this, I mean, what happened in the last Super Bowl between New England and the Giants, I mean, David Tyree makes that catch like it's almost Velcroed to his helmet coming down, and I think that, you know, Randy Moss and Teddy Bruschi and Junior Seau and Tom Brady, they all thought that they had this game won, and New York comes back, Plaxico Burress catches a touchdown. Well, that's different. That was then, and this is now. I think Eli Manning is matured a lot in the last 4 or 5 years as a quarterback. And, you know, playing in his brother's backyard is going to, you know, he's familiar with Indianapolis. But Tom Brady, still, they're going to have to pressure him. They're going to have to get in his face. I think with Gronkowski's injury that he's not going to be 100%. But you can't cut out Belichick. And, you know, they won their Super Bowls with the videotaping situation.
So, T-Gid, what are you going to be grilling tomorrow?
I tell you what, you know, we on email about shrimp, you know, which, you know, it's the other white meat down here in Louisiana. And, you know, I think I might cook a little shrimp stew, you know, which is kind of like a tomato-y, kind of buttery, onion and celery kind of base sauce.
Like a jambalaya?
And,
a little bit?
You can really hurt yourself eating something like that.
So the Cajun grill that you manufacture has a spot for a cooking pot right on it. When you're grilling, a lot of times Cajun style, you're cooking up something that's going to need a pot with it. Stews, jambalayas, stuff like that?
That's exactly right. You know, a lot of people say, what's Cajun barbecuing? It's like, well, you put a pot on the grill and you start throwing stuff in it. That's how we grow. But, yeah, I mean, with the Cajun grill, it's like an outdoor kitchen. You know, you can put a cast iron pot, a 7-quart, a 9-quart cast iron pot in the pot holder in the Cajun grill and still have a whole half of the grill where you can still grill boudin or sausage or chicken or whatever. But you throw all the ingredients in the pot. You can lift the cold tray up right underneath the bottom of the pot where it's kissing that cast iron and literally cook like you're cooking in the kitchen. But the difference is that you can throw a little apple wood, a little cherry wood, and leave the lid off the pot and close the lid of the grill, and all that aroma and flavor impregnates into the flavor of the food, which
you're killing me. That just sounds...
You can't duplicate it in the kitchen.
Sounds perfect. Well, listen, dude, we're heading to a break, so I'm going to let you get back to work. You're probably in 70 or 80 degree weather, and we're up here in the ice. This is The Grilling Guys. Thanks so much to T. Gidd, my buddy T. Gidd from down in Lafayette, Louisiana. We'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you in Atlanta, buddy.
See you in Atlanta. Y'all be good. Thank you.
All right, baby. We're The Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.